How long did you live in Kansas City?
Not very long, 2.5 years.
Then your first schooling, elementary,
was in Oklahoma City.
And what school was that?
If memory serves me correctly, I probably started at Putman Heights and then went to Wilson, then Harding, then Central, then Northwest Classic.
What was it like growing up then Jewish in Oklahoma City?
Especially in grade school, it was very difficult growing up in Oklahoma City because there was a lot of anti-Semitism, and I was very, very conscious of being Jewish. I used to be taunted and chased home from school. And then later on, like in junior high and high school, all the social clubs and everything were closed to anyone who was Jewish. So it was hard.
So you'd
and not very pleasant.
You'd come home with these concerns, and you gained strength at home from...
Yes, I mean, you know, in talking to my parents, who were very loving and supportive. It was difficult, though.
Even maybe in your learning, I mean, it had to affect the way you viewed school. Probably didn't even want to go to school.
No, it really didn't affect the way I looked at school because I've always loved learning. So it didn't affect the school. It was more like running home from school so I wouldn't be taunted and stuff like that because in those days, you walked to school.
Did you have any children in the Jewish community that you could be with? Or were you really alone?
I was really alone because in my class... Stanley Rosenfeld is in California, and he's made it in the PR part of the movie industry. And Max Weizenhofer is in Norman, Oklahoma, and teaches at OU. And then the other person besides Stanley and Max that was in my class was someone who is deceased, Alfred Goldman. And it was his father and uncle who developed the shopping cart.
Yes.
And they had a grocery store called Humpty Dumpty's.
Yes.
These were all men, so there was no girls in my class.
But it probably made you stronger as a young person to go through
this. It did. It really did. And maybe that was part of what helped me learn to cope with Charlie's illness.
Yeah. December 7th, 1941, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and you were only about 2 years old at the time. But looking at the world that time, 1933, the Jewish population of Europe stood at over 9 million. By 1945, the Germans had killed nearly 2 out of every 3 European Jews as part of the so-called final solution, the Nazi policy to murder the Jews of Europe. So then by 1945, you're 6 years old. And I mention all this to say, what is your earliest memory of hearing your family talking about the Holocaust?
Actually, I really don't have too many early memories of my family talking about the Holocaust per se. What I do have early memories of is the end of the war, because I remember being in my parents' bedroom and listening on the radio to that announcement. And then I also remember vaguely and briefly living in New Orleans because we lived in the French quarters. As I mentioned, my father was lieutenant commander of the waterfront, and I remember the ice man really coming to deliver ice and the mold that grew in our shoes and the rats. So that's kind of my little vague remembrance of the war, and then especially my uncle Myron coming home from the war and then listening to him just very briefly, because people, they didn't talk in front of children as much in those days as they do today, just talking a little bit about liberating. And I can't remember if it was Bergen-Belsen, but I have it on tape, of which concentration camp his unit was involved in liberating.